It seemed like a good idea. Take two people who love Kansas and know a lot about it, send them out on the road to find interesting places to visit. One of these people is Rex Buchanan, who's written several books, including Roadside Kansas. The other person is me, Jay Schaefer. I haven't written any books, but I'm an excellent driver. Our first Kansas adventure takes us to an out-of-the-way place in Wyandotte County. Here now is the first installment of an occasional travel series that doesn't yet have a name.
Check one, check two, check three. So this is my first time driving the new station vehicle. We haven't quite made it out of the parking lot yet.
Wait a minute.
I told you this was an overnight trip, right?
Yeah, it's starting to feel, hell, we might as well just spend the day in the parking lot.
All right, let me get my seatbelt on. Hold this for a second. Hey, Siri.
Now what?
Give me directions to Call Point.
Getting directions to Call Point Park.
Go to I-70.
Today's destination, Call Point Park, the confluence of the Kansas and Missouri rivers, the place where Lewis and Clark and the Corps of Discovery camped along the riverbank as they explored and mapped the Louisiana Purchase.
So it was a very circuitous route that we took to get here, but it's the only way you can get here. So as we pulled into the parking lot, we ran into some Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks employees who were getting ready to deploy a boat and apparently shock some fish.
Well, they're just doing a fish census to see what the population of fish is.
A fish census?
On the Kansas side. So they do a mild shock and it stuns fish. They come up to the surface and then they net them.
Now, I suppose it's worth mentioning here that Rex really loves fishing. He travels to places all across the U.S. and abroad just to fish. He also loves talking about fish.
And here they're worried about invasive species, in particular, I think they said silver carp that are found here in really big numbers. And
I hate to fish almost as much as I hate hearing about fish. Anyhow, we came here to visit Call Point Park, one of the best places to take a photo of the Kansas City skyline. The park, which includes a plaza and a small amphitheater, juts out into the river.
We are now standing at Call Point. This is the confluence of the Missouri and Kansas rivers. Rex is getting a little off the beaten path, going down through the vegetation. Of course, he's not burdened by carrying all this recording equipment.
So this is the spot where in 1804, as Lewis and Clark were going up the Missouri, where they spent the night here. And this is a great place to see that confluence, and it's nice that it's now publicly accessible. You can come down here. It's a pretty urban environment.
Do you think where we are standing right now is the same spot where Lewis and Clark camped, or has the river shifted so much?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't know that there's any way to really know just precisely within a gnat's eyelash if we're in the same spot. But for all intents and purposes, we're certainly close enough. But it's a nice view of the skyline from down here, in addition to getting a sense of just the power and the speed of the Missouri River. I think this is a pretty significant spot, and it's nice to be able to come here as a public park nowadays.
Call Point Park, fairly quiet in an otherwise urban landscape. And we think it's worth checking out. The working title of this Kansas travel series is Hitting the Road with Rex and Jay, but we're looking for something better. If you've got something better, drop us a line. Kansas Curiosities, the Kansas Road Less Traveled, whatever. Our theme music was created by Rick Clock of Baldwin City, Kansas. For Rex Buchanan, I'm Jay Schaefer, encouraging you to take the off-ramp and explore Kansas.